Jeff Blankman joined here today by Matt Wilkin, of course, the head boys basketball coach with the Arweva Rockets. We're taking a look at the 2019-2020 season Rockets, a young team this year. Coach, you guys go 6-17 on the year, but I'm going to bring up, there was a stretch there kind of in late December into the early part of January where you guys were playing really good basketball. I know I mentioned on the Tuesday Morning Rewind program that, you know, the job that you and Coach Stolk had done and the way you guys were playing at that point just showed how much growth this team had. So even though the record not where you guys have had it in the past, I think this program took some steps forward with a young group.
Yeah, we definitely got better. We addressed it a lot at the end of the season with the boys, talking with them. You know, like I said, that stretch in the middle, kind of a season of up and downs. We started a little rough. You know, I think we started at 0-5, and then we got to 5-8. And we were playing, like I said, pretty good. But that also comes to with level of competition. The competition had dropped a little. It was a little closer to what we were right now. And then, you know, towards the end of the year, I think we lost 8 straight going into districts, and that was because we had played some of the better teams around again. And a couple of them, we hung in and got close and lost in overtime. But so, you know, you kind of make it – you want the boys to feel like we're in the right direction, even though, you know, after 8 losses, they know it too. But, yeah, we told them really at the end of the year too, from day one – till our last game down there in Manning tonight, we had grown, you know, tremendously, just in all aspects of the game. You know, and we're nowhere near where we want to get to, but they had really grown up a lot. You know, a lot of them guys, this was all their first minutes for the year. It was for varsity minutes was this year, besides a couple of them. So all the minutes they logged for varsity levels was going to help. And, you know, just understanding things defensively and stuff like that, that's where we really got hurt when we kind of struggle on offense. But the growth was great from day one till the end, and couldn't be any happier of how much we accomplished from what we thought. We had a rough JV schedule last year and summer league. So to be honest, the expectations were very low. We knew it. We just wanted to get better all the time. And we did. But, you know, winning 6 games is not anything great. But we were happy with it, just not satisfied. But happy for the boys that we at least had some success.
Where did you feel like you got better?
You know what? That's a good question, Jeff, because I thought about you might ask me that. It's hard to say. We didn't shoot the ball very well, and we know that. And we didn't even take that bad a shot. You know, sometimes it's a lot with your shot taking. We rushed a lot of shots, shot a lot of threes. I think we're in the top 10 in all classes after regular season. That's a lot. But I thought we were really good at starting to understand the game a little bit more at times, you know, where you should be. Even if we don't get there, we're starting to understand it. So that's one. Getting ready to shoot the ball. When we would drive and kick it, that was really good. Our rebounding was pretty, I would say horrific would be a nice word in the beginning of the year, but that comes a lot with playing zone. I thought we got a lot better at rebounding the ball. So, you know, things like that. And just to be honest with you, like I said in the previous part, just growing up, you know, getting in it and pushing ourselves and trying to stay into some games that we maybe shouldn't be. So I thought that was probably some of the places we really improved the most. Just a little bit of varsity experience in basketball IQ really went up a lot this year with getting thrown into the fire.
Coach, I looked through the schedule and I'm thinking, you know, the win at Glidden was a nice win that night. I was over there just the way you guys able to battle back. You know, the Peyton Jourdan win, Red Oak, you know, beating a Hawkeye 10 team. Which game, though, do you feel like was the best game, even if it was a loss where you guys went out and really played well and maybe just came up short?
You know, Westwood at home was our first win, and that was a game where they were senior laden. They were looking for their first win like us. I think they ended up with about the same wins as we had. We were down most of the game. We battled back. That was one where we really dug down to find a way to win, which is hard for a team that does not know how to win. So that was a good one. Then we played Glidden that next night, I think, and, you know, we went over there, and dug one out on the road. So that was pretty good. So after that, Red Oak was pretty good at home, but I tell you something, maybe the best win we maybe had was probably Elkhorn down there. I mean, the best game we had was probably Elkhorn down there. We lost in overtime, but we played really well against a team that maybe Elkhorn had 12 or 13 wins in the year. So that was a game we were shorthanded. So that might be our best overall game, just the way we played defense, the way we competed. We got down 8 with a minute and a half to go, still came back, so... and we did lose in overtime, but that was that might have been our best overall game. That and Red Oak. I was really with Red Oak. That was a really good game at home, too.
Coach, when I look across your guys' roster, it really jumps out at me, the youth. One senior, a couple of juniors. So I don't think people realize when you mentioned that a lot of guys getting varsity experience and varsity minutes for the first time this year, how true that really was and how young this team really is.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of times on the floor I'd look out and we would have three sophomores and two freshmen playing. And, you know, you don't see that a whole lot. You'll see it more at the lower level, you know, 1A, maybe even 2A once in a while, but not that young. And our one senior, Brady, he got hurt, missed three or four games. And Brady has been around it a lot for us, so he understood what was going on out there. So even if he didn't have a ton of playing time, you know, he had some through the last couple of years, just a little bit. He knew what was going on. And we could really, you know, he would be in the right spot. So, and, you know, Will played a lot too. So some of them guys that were out there had really, this was really new to them. So young is a very understatement for this team at times. You know, there's kids out there that are playing that were playing eighth grade basketball last year. And we're counting on them to play against a team that's got five seniors on it. And there was times when I would kind of be on the kids, you know, and we were trying to coach hard and get going. And we stressed that to them a lot that, hey, fellas, you do realize we're on your, you know, we're on your butt out there and getting after you because we feel that we've gotten better and we can compete. So we're not just going through the motions here and, oh, you know, hey, good job and nice effort. You know, we're telling the kids you should be here. It's got to be done like this. And they responded well, and this is a really coachable group, which I know a lot of places are like that, but we've been lucky through these last how many years to have coachable kids. It doesn't matter if you're an excellent athlete or just an average one, but we've had some extremely coachable kids, and that right there, I cannot stress to you enough, makes it so much easier to try and get a team to get better, because if they will listen, if they will learn, if they will try hard for you, that's all you really ask for. I would take that over a bunch of kids that are really talented but not coachable and not fun. I would take a group like this every day of the week and twice on Sunday over that.
And Coach, I know you mentioned before the interview today how much you really enjoyed coaching this team as well.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because people ask you, I might have been four or five games into this year, and somebody, you know, jokingly had a comment, boy, I bet you're ready for this to be over. And I said, absolutely not. I have an extreme amount of fun with these guys and every group that I've coached. So that I'm lucky with so far, that I haven't had to worry about that. You know, I haven't had the grind. Sometimes you worry about when a season gets long, the grind at the end, you know, it's what are you doing at practice now? Well, I found out one thing with our other teams that were, you know, pretty talented and, you know, good records and that, when you go to practice, it's more of a grind with that to keep them focused and keep working on stuff that they're pretty good at. When you have a team that's, you know, needs to work on everything all the time, like this young team, practice is easy. It flies by. You're out there working on, you know, every little thing from rebounding to screening to hedging, to blocking out, to everything. So practice is a breeze with these guys because you have things to work on. You have to get better, and you can get better all the time. Every group, you can say that way, is there's a lot to work on, you know, even with your really good teams. But these guys here really need the time in the gym and the coaching. So, and just being around them, you know, they're a good group. I knew it from the get-go. We went to a scrimmage at West Monona in Ottawa in the beginning of the year, and we had a heck of a good time, you know, on the ride over and back in our two Suburbans and stopped at Subway. And just the group's a lot of fun to be around. We had a week off, almost 10 days before district. So we had practice 5 days. We were trying to keep light, you know. They always say even the best coaches in the highest levels will tell you don't, you know, practice too much. So we kept it under an hour and a half, hour and 15 minutes. And by the time Friday came, we had been over everything, you know, 50 times it seems like, and all of our stuff. So after 20 minutes of practice on Friday, we had loaded up and I made arrangements. We went down for a little team outing. We went bowling. And just to be around the kids and you know, some of the comments you hear, it makes me laugh. And we have a good time with them. So that's part of it. That's what you do it for. That and the money. That's why you do this job, right, Jeff?
Yeah, absolutely, because I know you coaches get paid so much. Coach, you mentioned the one senior, Brady Miller, here a little bit ago. What kind of year did you feel like he had, and what did you see from him as a leader?
You know, Brady's worked awful hard. I hope people realize that. Brady, since his freshman year, there was a group of four, and he's the only one left of them. That stuck it out, you know. There was another kid, Eddie Sanchez. I want to mention him. He was out 3 years, and he went to summer league, and he just decided that he needed to work and get a job and stuff before the season started. So I wish Eddie was a good kid, a really good kid. I wanted to mention him. But so Brady stayed all the years, and he played sparingly last year a little bit, but, again, really talented group ahead of him. So yeah, he would have liked to have had more minutes last year, but like I said, it was just a tough spot for him. So him sticking around was really good. We knew we'd rely on him. He's a good shooter. He spent so much time between the park and Vail and going to the rec center. I hear a lot of them guys from Vail, they would drive over there and shoot, and they play a lot. And you could tell his shot improved. The thing with Brady, I always joked with him, is that he wouldn't shoot enough, if you can believe that, a kid. I mean, we shot the ball a lot of three-pointers, and Brady passed up some. There's no doubt about it. And I kept telling him, you need to shoot it, Brady. You're just as good a shooter as anybody we have. So I know he wanted a better year, especially scoring-wise and that, but like the saying goes, it is what it is. I think he averaged around 4 points, but he played a lot of minutes for us. He would, be in the right spot defensively, and he would talk a lot. It's not really his demeanor to be a real big leader, I don't think. He's never been called upon, but I can watch it in practice, and when they play pickup games, when they're shooting stuff, he's telling guys where to go, where they should be at, and watch for this and that. So, he's one of those kids, too, a lot of them guys, they watch and they play a lot of basketball, so he understands the game. And I can see it by when he talks to the kids and saying stuff. And it surprises me a little bit at times, some of the guys that will say, hey, you should be here and you should be there. And they know, and they're right. I'll correct them if it's not. So that's part of it. So he had a good year. I mean, in my eyes, he had a really good year. I know I'm sure he wanted to score a lot more and do a lot more. And he didn't want to miss. I want to say he missed maybe 3.5 games right in there. He got hurt maybe the second or third game in. But so Brady had a nice year. He should be proud of how well he did. And he also should be proud of it. I know he's been part of a couple of teams that were at the, I guess the top of the conference, like you'd say, and the top of the mountain for what we could do as far as around here. But he's also should be happy that he's part of the group that's on the rebuilding process. And we won 6 games. And to be honest, we asked the boys, there was a time 4 or 5 games in, we got absolutely stuck by Coon Rapids by 39 maybe. And we looked as bad doing it as you can, getting beat that bad. And I asked the boys, when we were going to play Weird Eye the last game, hey, let's be honest, who in here after that game was worried we might not win a game? And the hands were all up, because we were. So I said, that's pretty good that, we rebounded and won 6 games from a spot we didn't know how we were going to do.
Coach, 2 juniors on this team, Kalen Cleveland and Jeffrey Molina, both those guys came off the bench, gave you some minutes this year and did some good things for you.
Yeah, Kalen played quite a bit. He was our backup big guy, really good shooter for a big guy. He another one that pretty much understands the game. And Jeffrey, Jeffrey didn't play as much as he probably would like to have wanted to. But he is a kid there that he does everything I ask him to do. He probably deserved a little bit more time. Summer League will be big for him to try and, work his way into the process for next year. But them two, and Jeffrey's another one too, just a really good kid. I enjoy being around. He's got a heck of a sense of humor. In practice, he would do the things that we were asking kids to do, pushing them left. And he really, on the second team and the scout team we were working and stuff, he's out there in front trying to push guys, and I really notice stuff like that. But good teammate. One of the things, we're like, beginning of the year in practice, we're running. We have, 2 groups running, and he's in the second group running. And he's, saying to the first guy, keep pushing, Will. Good job, Damon. That's what you call a good teammate. If we had a teammate award, Jeffrey Molina would probably be the one to win it. There's no doubt about it. And like I said, Callen, he's just going to get better and better, I think. We push some of these guys that really need to push themselves on really getting in shape next year, as far as before we get to the year. That's probably most of our team. And once that happens, that's going to help some of them guys a lot, like Callen, like some of the guys too, because, him and Damon are the same way. They go hard. We just have to go hard for so many minutes, and then we'll bring, somebody in to help you. But both good kids for juniors, and really like being around them guys. And we'll see. Hopefully they can have some good senior years for them guys next year.
Coach, a fairly large sophomore class for you. I'm just going to kind of name a few at a time and let you go here. Mason Burgard and Damon Ehlers. I know Damon started for you, gave you that physical presence inside.
Yeah, Mason's a new kid from here. He was at Peyton Sherdan, and I think he was down at ADM, he told me. Really nice young man. I would give him some. He lives in the district once in a while, so I have to give him right home once in a while, and we visit on the way. So, really nice kid. He's got an old school game. He's got some moves of the old school. If you, Mr. Dan Cook, he might be an old school guy. You'd call it from the early 80s.
he likes some of the things Mason does. We talked about, you know, with the drop step and that. So he just needs to keep working on his game to see if he can get some more minutes, you know, and hone it in on the JV level before he goes to varsity, because he understands the game and he tries hard. That's good. And then Damon, you know, Damon's not a real basketball guy. He'll tell you that. He actually made some three-pointers this year, which we joke about with him all the time. But he's the same way, like you just said, the physical presence. There's probably some better basketball guys that could start for us. But as far as we go, we need a little bit of a physical presence and a banger in there to help Cooper as big guy. So he plays his minutes and takes his turn on it. But he gives us the presence, like you said. And another thing, you know, for his size, he's not very tall. I'll give him credit, 5'10". I don't know if he's even 5'10". But he will tip balls and gives hands on balls and not, you know, just stuff like the little things that aren't in the stat sheet, you know. And we joke about him with his rebounds. He didn't average a lot of rebounds a game. Well, when I watch film, he boxes out a lot, probably the most of any guy on our team. And he doesn't get a lot of them because, you know why? Cooper goes up and takes them away from him, he says. So, which is true. But he does a lot of the dirty work, you know. So Damon doesn't get a lot of credit for it. He hustled all the time. And there was a play the night he threw the ball away, and he hustled down the floor to get back to stop him. You see how many times you see that happen where a kid will throw it away, they clap his hands, and go, oh, shucks, he's 10 feet behind the play, and he doesn't hustle. That drives me nuts. That's a habit thing. And we get on him about that, but Damon threw it away, knew it right away, and he hustled on it and stopped the play from getting the layup. Those things like that are things you don't teach.
Coach, Braden Hura, Kirshen, and Brett Henders, a couple of more of that large sophomore group.
Yeah, you know, Brett, same as Brett. Brett played a lot of JV, didn't play a lot of varsity. He's still learning, but Brett's got the same way, kind of like Damon. He's probably a little better shooter from close than Damon, but he needs to get more physical, and he works on it. He works in there. I would bring him in at just certain times, and he's going to get better and better, Brett will. Like I said, he understands what he's supposed to do, tries to box out, and he understands the offense. That's what I like, too. The kids that come in that don't play near as much, and, you know, just spend the time on the scout team, and they come in and know what we're doing. That's a big plus for me if you do that for me. And almost never do I have to go over stuff extra for Brett. He will come in and know what's going on, you know what play we're running, know how to run the play. That's a big deal. And Braden is one of the kids I told him when we came from last year to this year that probably had taken the biggest jump just before the season started when we went to starting practice. He's long. He's a pretty decent shooter. He just gets need to be a little bit more aggressive at times, and just I think the upside for him is big. He really needs to just get stronger and bigger and keep working on his game. But he's one of those kids too that absolutely he's got a nickname, and he got it in the first week of practice. Always open, because that ball got to him and it was going up, and he was shooting pretty well. So we really learned that at our scrimmage. Braden's always open is his nickname. So another good kid that he. He really said it'd be really surprising how much from the end of last year to this year he had just gotten better. And that's just, you know, from getting older, that's one of the big deals.
Absolutely, Coach. A couple of more guys, Connor Kirsch and Cody Self, both, again, sophomores that I know got some minutes for you and played some roles.
Yeah, you know, Cody basically last year was his first year in a long time of playing. So he's learning the play, just like football. Cody played in football, and I think he played after the first game or two. He played pretty much started the rest of the way. He's quick. He's athletic, not very tall, but he hustles and he runs. So that's one thing I like about him. He's just so green yet. You know, I think he'll get better and better. His shot is another one that he puts all the time in with them guys playing over into rec center at the park and shooting. And his shot had gotten so much better, I noticed in the first week of practice from last year, that was unbelievable. I just could not get over how much better he could shoot the ball. And Connor's another one, too. His body's catching up with him. We joke with him. He must have size 15 feet, it looks like, 12 or 13. But, you know, he's still growing. He hasn't caught up to his brother yet, as far as size-wise. But he understands the game. He just needs to get a little better balance and keep pushing himself and getting in the weight room. But he understands the game, knows where to be, can be in the right spot. So he's really growing a lot, Connor is, and I really look for him to really take a jump into next year.
And Cooper Cook, you mentioned him here a moment ago, Coach, you know, stealing rebounds from everybody. He's one of those guys that just seems to have a knack to find where the ball's at.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if some people notice it. Maybe you will, some of those you will, and a lot of people here are starting to notice it too, but he's got the same mold as Keegan Simon.
Yep.
Nobody wants to hear that name. So, you know, we hope so. We hope he really develops into that. You know, I mean, Keegan didn't play as much as a sophomore because of that groups ahead of him. He played some, but I mean, Cooper averaged like, I think around seven points this year and just shy of 10 rebounds a game. That's pretty good for a sophomore.
Yep.
So, he's really developing. He's really athletic. He's aggressive. We just got to get him to motor down once in a while. We need him to play under control aggressive. But sometimes we like to joke, we'll hear his dad in the stands yelling, no, because you see Cooper running down the court chasing a guy. But Cooper's really come a long ways. When he plays under control, he's got a lot of talent, you know, in all the sports he plays. So good kid, listens, real coachable. You know, once in a while he gets some of the fouls going on and that bothers him, and we got to try and settle him down. But just a lot of things about him. There's a heck of an upside of him, too. If he really can jump, his last day of practice before our Booyah Valley game, he was trying to dunk it, and he did quite a few with ease. So he's getting there, you know, as a sophomore. But a lot of upside of him, and he worked on his shot some. He shot probably more three-pointers than we needed him to, but we had the same model for everybody, and he started making some towards the end. So he keeps developing his game and stays healthy at it. I look for a lot of good things for him in the years to come.
And Coach Guy, I don't want to put too much pressure on, but it reminds me a little bit of Drew Shirky and just the hard-nosed style that he goes out and plays. But Will Regaler had an outstanding sophomore season, and I think he was the one guy everybody expected to have that kind of a year.
Yeah, you know, Will had a really good year, and, you know, I'm sure he'll be one of the first to tell you he didn't shoot the greatest. I think 34% from the field, maybe only 26 from the three, and 58 or so from the line. So imagine if he shoots a little better. You know, he averaged just shy of 16 points. I want to say just shy of 7 rebounds, you know, as a guard. So, Will, you are right. It reminds you a lot of Drew. As far as he might be more physical than Drew was as a sophomore.
Yep.
But Drew really turned to be a lot more, you know, more bulk and physical by the time he's a senior. But we'll keep working at it, I guarantee you that. He's got a work ethic. He was our leader, no doubt about it. And, you know, it's funny, these guys learn things on the go, and I bet you Will maybe doesn't even realize it, and maybe he does, but the better our team got was when, after the first how many games, Will started trying not to do too much, you know. You have a tendency to do that when you're the leader. You need to put it on your back and go. And there was times Will in the beginning was taking some bad shots, and we told him that, you know, trying to do too much. But there were times where he needed to get the shot up because no one else was going to, so there's kind of a catch-22 there. But Will really started driving and kicking and attacking and dishing it off or taking some better shots, and then that's where we were playing our best basketball. And when that started going, Will started trusting his teammates, and that goes on the teammates too. You got to show your leaders and your guys that there's a reason to trust you. And we started playing a lot better basketball when they showed a little bit of growth, and we could trust them to be thrown to and make, you know, decisions on their own. And then, you know, in those stretches there, I'd like to see what Will was shooting in those games, because I bet it was a lot better. So, yes, Will reminds me a lot of Drew also. I mean, we spent a lot of time with that kid, so I know what it looks like. But Will's just going to get better and better. He's a heck of an athlete. He's a competitor. He's a good teammate. You know, he has fun. I really like to get it. He reminds me of Drew Olson. He's like, when you get a smile out of Will, you know he's really done something. So
yeah.
We joke with those guys. We like to keep it light. And Will's a big Iowa State fan, so when I bring up things about your favorite team, Iowa, I say, well, Will was watching the same game I was, and you get a smile out of those guys. So, Will, like I said, he was our leader, and there's no doubt about it. He's our overall best player. But Will, another thing, too, is Will's the same with all these guys. They just want to win and get better. So
right.
When we were talking in the locker room after some of these games, when, you know, like Audubon, we didn't compete very well and got beat bad, and a couple games late in the season we thought we could hang around in, and the kids' heads are kind of down, we told the guys, this is a good deal. And they kind of look like, why would this be a good deal? Because if we feel that we should have been more competitive and we're in there, then we've grown a lot as a team.
Right.
Because there's a lot of these games where we thought we're just going to get smoked. But instead, we're down 4 points with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. So we may not win it, but we're getting better and we're hanging in there, fellas. And that's part of it. You know, when you want to win more games, there was 2 or 3 games we maybe had a chance to win. It would have been nice to get up to close to 10 wins. But, you know, the 6, I guess, like I said, we're happy with it, but we're not satisfied.
Coach, 2 freshmen, Cruz and Cleveland. I mentioned something to you midway through the season. I really like watching Andreas play. You can tell he's played a lot of this game, seems to have a good understanding of it. But both these guys give you some good minutes off the bench.
Yeah, Andreas really understands the game. we tell him there's some tendencies he's got to get rid of. You know, he does carry the ball a little bit. I think he knows it. I'm surprised the refs are a little harder on it. We tell him to be more in attack mode instead of, you know, kind of he does his little hesitation a lot. And he, like I said, he understands the game. If you watch him when the ball is shot or after it's knocked around, he's in there to the guy that gets the rebound. He's in there trying to tip it away or he's chasing the ball down. He understands basketball. He's played a lot. We tell him he needs to work on his defense a little bit. And he did play better and better through the year. But, again, that's a freshman. I mean, there was times when I'm getting on him hard. And I think they look at me and I said, there's a reason we're getting on you because you have talent, you have promise, just like all the rest of the guys we feel, that we're going to coach you hard and try and get you to the right spots because we feel that you can do a lot better. And he grew a lot through the year. Didn't shoot it as well probably the second half of the year. He had a little shoulder injury for a little while too, so that healed up better towards the end. You know, we thought maybe towards the Elkhorn game we did not have him, the game we lost in overtime. So that was a detriment to the guys that was left, or Callen, our backup big guy. So that game down there was a real – it was a real plus to the guys that were there how hard they battled shorthanded. But them two freshmen, they definitely do show a lot of promise. Kyler really got more comfortable towards the end. He would take it off the dribble, and he's got a heck of a frame and a body for a sophomore or for a freshman, and he's a really good shooter. So he started shooting it, and as the guys were flying up to him, he would take a dribble or two around him and pull up and take a jump shot. So see a lot of good things coming for those guys if they stay at it and work. But he told the same thing to all these kids that are going to be out there. Hey, you know, it's good we've gotten better, but games aren't won and lost in the season. You know, it's the off season where you need to shoot some. I know you guys play a lot of other sports, and that's good, and you need to, but you need to also shoot, and you really need to work on keeping yourself in shape. You know, some of these kids, they don't know if they understand it, and I hope they really figured out that running on your own, jogging, doing anything, stay in shape, stay off the couch, keep in shape, because if whatever sport you go to, we have to spend a couple weeks getting in shape. That's just time wasted from something else. So, you know that drill. You need to keep yourself in shape. You need to keep moving at it and keep working at it because just during from November to end of February is not where the basketball comes in, you know, where you're going to win and lose it. That's a lot in the off season will help you for your regular season.
Absolutely, Coach. The offseason for every sport is so important. And I tell you what, with the youth on this team, Matt, the future of this program is going to improve much from what it was this season.
Yeah, you know, we hope so. We hope so. The building blocks are definitely there. I know we got three or four kids, I'm told, from the eighth grade class coming in. I know there is a Jeffrey Molina's younger brother, Hardy. He's been coming to practice and watching when his brother comes, and he can really handle the ball, good little player. And there is a Newman kid coming in. His brother just graduated from me last year. He is, I want to say, 6'3", pushing 6'4", pretty talented, likes basketball, plays a lot, so hopefully they'll be it. And then the other two kids, I'm not 100% sure if they'll be out or what, you know, what's the scouting on them. So yeah, the building blocks are definitely there. We'll have a lot of guys back from this year. Hopefully everybody comes back. So the pieces are there. They just got to put some work in, and then, you know, the leadership's got to help them out too. Got to put them in the right spot and got to go to their strengths in that. So there's a lot in play with that. But you really hope that we take the steps going forward that we need to get better. Summer League will be a big deal for them too. So.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, it's always fun catching up with you. I enjoy the chances that I get to come and cover you guys during the season, and appreciate you joining us here today to take a look back at the season.
Yeah, Jeff, we always tell you, I know a friend of mine, Coach Myers, too, you guys, all the coverage you guys do for all the teams around is really a big deal for the people that can't get out. You know, we have parents and grandparents that on cold nights can't get out even if they want to, and they're worried about, you know, walking on slick spots. So when they get to listen to 5, 6, 7 games, it makes a big deal. Or they can listen to the radio and hear the rewind stuff and things like that. So that is a big deal. People don't know if they take that for granted. Maybe they don't. I hope not, because it's a lot of work. And I know the extra time you do and the late night text messages and the stuff you're putting together at 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. And all that stuff comes real handy for people that like to look. I have friends that look on Twitter and stuff like that, like, you know, who did what in the games and that. And it's a real nice thing that some areas don't get there. So that's great. And I also want to, you know, thank you for that. And we have a great community that comes and supports all the time. We have good fans. They may be vocal at times, but we have really good fans that come and support stuff. That's really nice to see. And I thank my wife a lot for allowing me to do this, and my boy for coming along. So it's a fun job. I hope everybody enjoys it as much as I do. So appreciate all the stuff you do, Jeff.
Well, thank you, Coach. I appreciate you as well. Head Coach Matt Wilkin again with the Arweva Rocket boys basketball team.